Well, it's time to take a deep cleansing breath and focus again. We've got work to do here again today. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, March the 18th, 2020. Welcome to the No Panic Zone. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the coronavirus death toll has hit a 24-hour high in the United States. Out of control, is it? Or can we still get things taken care of and flatten the curve? We'll talk about it. Number two, the IRS taking emergency measures and pushing back tax day for at least 3 months. And number one, China caught with its hand in the pandemic jar and throws American journalists out of the country to retaliate for telling the truth. The president holds a marathon question and answer session, and the number of people dying from COVID-19 continues to grow, but where are we? While business tries to manage being closed down by the government, the Chinese plague now entering more critical days. A 15-day plan from the administration, a 15-day plan to slow the spread of the virus. Schools being closed everywhere. A lot going on. And we will be taking calls from all over the country and around the world to have people join us here, all part of the service of the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show. The Common Sense Hotline, provided by DTE, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. And we go to Russell now. Russell is in Westchester, New York today. Russell, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. I've been watching MSNBC pushing Bernie to withdraw, even though he won California, the largest state in the country, and he's going to win New York if we even get a chance to vote. Do you think the DNC is prepping the United States by canceling primaries and debates to substitute Hillary Clinton for Biden after he contracts COVID-19 sometime in August?
You know, I wouldn't put it past anybody. I mean, the fact of the matter is Hillary Clinton still has a lust for power.
Uh-huh.
There's no question. Hillary Clinton has been in the mix. Hillary Clinton has been trying to figure out how to get herself injected back into this conversation. Now, if you don't have a Democratic convention in Milwaukee in July, for example, then what happens? It's a great question, Russell. I don't know the answer. But clearly the Democratic establishment wants to push Bernie Sanders out of the way and push Joe Biden in. But the fact of the matter is Joe Biden, he's no longer ready for prime time. And I'm not saying that to be mean-spirited, but to watch the guy over the past several months, it's painful to watch. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I have an 88-year-old mother, and she's not the person she used to be, and neither is Joe Biden. But I think corporate Democrats would rather have Trump win than Bernie Sanders, who would bring in a whole new crew. And at this point, I'm a Bernie supporter. I'm ready to sit this one out again or even vote for Trump. So I think they're playing with fire. But you know what? With the situation we've got, I don't want to see Biden come in and try and fix things or Hillary. They won't. I'd rather see Donald Trump deal with the mess he made.
But well, let me ask you this, Russell.
Yeah.
As a you know, confessed Bernie Sanders supporter, which is fine.
Yeah.
I have Bernie Sanders. I may not agree with him on a list of issues. However, he has always been honest about who he is and what he believes. And so when you look at the things that this president is currently doing, shutting down travel to different places, bringing in the Army to build field hospitals, bringing in the Navy to put in hospital ships off the coast, working with governors, with the Army Corps of Engineers, like the governor of your state, Andrew Cuomo, to begin building these field hospitals, MASH hospitals, if you will, and then putting forth a $1 trillion plan to send stimulus to people in the country that may be impacted by a loss of a job, therefore loss of wage. Do you like what the president is doing?
Steve, I think Trump is being forced to do this. I think they're trying to make Trump have a contraction. The stock market is about to return to the level it was at when Trump got in. I pray that they stop this now. But it's something now. They've got the ball rolling. I don't feel that Trump is in control anymore. I feel that he's kind of beleaguered. But I don't think we should bail him out like we did George W. Bush with a compromiser like Obama or a compromiser like Biden. We should have a real choice, Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders. Otherwise, I'm sitting it out. I'm willing to watch Donald Trump do four more years, you know, frankly.
Russell, thank you for checking in
today.
You're
welcome. Thank you, Steve.
Russell calling in from Westchester, New York today. And I'm glad to have him on the air. There's a voice for you. He says he's a Bernie supporter. And if it's not Bernie, he'll sit it out. Or he will vote for the president. Now, I don't believe that Donald Trump is not in control. In fact, I believe quite the opposite. I believe that Donald Trump has shown us a new side in this crisis. He has shown a willingness to put politics aside, to put aside the comments, the tweeting, the nonsense, and focus on what's best for America. He's done that with the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo. He's done that with leaders of Congress in order to get legislation passed that will bring stimulus to the country in what could be the front end of a very serious recession / depression. I mean, we're looking at unemployment rates that could hit 20%, according to Steve Mnuchin. The Treasury Secretary says unemployment could hit 20%. Meanwhile, you're watching major industries shut down, the airline industry shutting down for the most part. Las Vegas is a ghost town. Restaurants, bars, gyms shut down across the country, not by the president, of course, but by the various governors and mayors around this country. You're seeing schools shut down. Kansas, its governor saying school is closed for the remainder of the school year, making that effective late yesterday. Watch other states to follow suit. Other states will follow suit. Meanwhile, you've got the Chinese throwing out reporters from the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post. Why is that? Because they don't want people to know what's really going on. My belief. Now, having said all of that, there are opportunities if you have lost a job or you think you might. There are possibilities out there depending on your situation. For example, the Michigan Department of Transportation and other similar agencies around this country are hiring right now. Major building projects will go forward. Highways, bridges, tunnels, they will go forward because you're working outside. You're not in close proximity with a group of people. You can work by yourself in a front-end loader or heavy equipment. So if you're working in concrete or asphalt or construction, great opportunities out there. From MITA in Michigan, that's the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association, they say tremendous amount of jobs out there. That's good news. Meanwhile, Amazon, Meijer, Kroger, Walmart, all of these companies are hiring so they can have people deliver groceries and deliver the things you need to your home. There are opportunities out there, so it's not all doom and gloom. Trust me, that's why this is the no panic zone. Meanwhile, at places like DTE, keeping the lights on, doing everything that needs to be done. By the way, this part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. And another thing, you don't need to be panicking about water. You can get Wolverine water. They can put a system in your house, a reverse osmosis water system to have pure drinking water right at your tap. You won't be filling your cart with bottled water. You'll be filling your bottle with Wolverine water, Michigan's premier water company since 1947. Locally owned, locally operated. You can trust them. Get your water test today. Just go to WolverineWaterSystems.com. You want pure water, an endless supply? Get an RO system in your house today. From my friends at Wolverine. It's the No Panic Zone. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
There's satisfaction in building something new, something important, and something that will last for generations. Right now, there are job openings across Michigan for construction workers of all kinds. It could be you. Demand for construction workers has never been higher. You can help build roads, bridges, and infrastructure all across Michigan. And remember, construction workers are cool. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner to find out more about opportunities, education, and real possibilities for your future. Click on the Michigan Construction banner at stevegruber.com. Do it today.
DTE believes that leaders do what's right, not what's easy. So we're building the largest wind and solar installations in the state, and using cleaner natural gas. And over the next 10 years, we'll triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. We're committed to a future where affordable, reliable energy doesn't contribute to climate change. Because to lead, we have to do what's right. Learn more at dtecleanenergy.com. DTE. At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
I'm Warren Birkenhauer, proud IBEW member. My career began as a non-union electrician. I love the work, not the pay and the lack of benefits. When I joined the IBEW, my life changed. Now I earn great wages, benefits, and I'll be able to have a good retirement. I can take care of my family the way I want to, and that matters to me. The IBEW has made a huge difference in my life. If you're a good electrician looking to get paid what you're actually worth, then there's room for you in the IBEW.
Electricians Wanted. Visit IBEWMichigan.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and IBEW Michigan.